I must confess, I am not any great wrestling fan. And when it comes to the Olympics, I don't wake up at odd hours in the night to catch the games live in some other part of the world. But even I can tell that eliminating wrestling from the Olympics to save the modern pentathlon is terribly unjust. And in this part of the world, it stings a little harder. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. You see, wrestling is one of India's few medal hopes in the Olympics. It won its first medal in 1952. In London last year, it netted India a silver and a bronze.
Out come the finalists. Sushil Kumar of India in the red and Katsuhiro Yonemitsu of Japan in the blue. The record of Kumar, he's beaten them all. Everyone that's come his way, he has been able to send packing.
When silver medal winner Sushil Kumar returned to New Delhi, thousands of delirious fans carried him on their shoulders at the airport. His wife told NDTV she understands that wrestling comes first.
Like in 1.5 years, I think we just got around 2 months together. So I think we will get our time after the Olympics.
Wrestling, which has a long and rich history in small, dusty towns and villages in India, had gotten an Olympic-sized boost after Sushil Kumar's medal. Kumar told NDTV that for a new generation of youngsters, their goal was not just to take part in the Olympics, but to win an Olympic medal.
हमें मेडल लेना है, ये नहीं कि हमें ओलंपिक खेलना है। वो उनकी सोच ऐसी हो चुकी है कि हमें ओलंपिक में मेडल लेना है।
The IOC just dashed their hopes into the dust. And that's why this decision is so unfair and reeks of snobbery and elitism. Few other sports actually give Olympic hopes to young people from small towns, those who can never dream of being on yacht teams or becoming tennis stars. Modern pentathlon, despite its name, is about all the skills you need to become a 19th century European cavalry officer. And what about golf, the newest entry into the games? No golfer, or for that matter, tennis player's ultimate career dream is winning that Olympic gold. But in wrestling, an Olympic medal actually matters. That is the ultimate dream of some young man like Sushil Kumar. That's his ticket to the future. Sushil Kumar won a bronze in Beijing, a silver in London, and hopes for a gold in Rio. Indian bronze winner Yogeshwar Dutt told CNN-IBN, for those kids with medal dreams, this was a huge blow to their willpower. Wrestling might just become a political football here. Narendra Modi, the chief minister of Gujarat and a potential prime ministerial candidate, says to call wrestling not modern is an insult. He wants the prime minister to take up the big fight. The government of India's sports ministry has quickly said it's going to do just that. But this is about more than India's medal hopes. It's a black day for Indian as well as world wrestling, said Satpal Singh, the coach of both Sushil Kumar and Yogeshwar Dutt. Actually, it's a black day for the Olympic Games. The Olympic symbol of 5 interlocking rings is meant to represent the colors of the flags of all the nations. Wrestling actually lives up to that symbol. It's part of the sporting tradition of 180 countries. In 2012, 29 countries won wrestling medals. The roll call reads like the United Nations, Russian Federation, Japan, Iran, Azerbaijan, India, Armenia, Hungary, Cuba, and so on. The modern pentathlon's 6 medals went largely to Europe. Rich Bender, the head of the U.S. Wrestling Federation, says the U.S. will lead the charge to save Olympic wrestling.
Well, certainly it's not an individual country effort that's going to win this battle.
And the bid will find old foes coming together. The US, Iran and Russia, a team of rivals, so to speak. Perhaps the fight to save Olympic wrestling will actually show the world what the Olympic spirit is truly about. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.